Blog Talk Radio.
On the inside of me. Praise the Lord. This is Pastor Rebecca Simmons coming to you with Woman to Woman with Pastor Rebecca. I welcome you to the broadcast on tonight. I'm doing something different tonight. Let me just get myself comfortable. I'm doing double platform tonight. I'm doing actually Blog Talk Radio and also Blab. So we are live. You can see me. For those of you who can see me out there, I see you. God bless you. Amen. God bless you. I'm trying to get the camera right. It looks like I'm looking down. So I don't know. I'm looking at the screen and I see myself there. Amen. But it's so good to be able to come on this new platform. And I welcome all of you to Woman to Woman with Pastor Rebecca. Tonight we're going to be dealing with self-esteem, defeating self-esteem. And I welcome all of you who are there on Blog Talk Radio as well. We're going to be dealing with defeating self-esteem. So many times we do not do what we have been called to do. We do not go where God has called us to go. We do not fulfill the purposes over our lives because we have this thing called low self-esteem. But I want to deal with that on tonight. And on Blab, if you're on Blab, it's blab.im/PastorRebeccaS. You can come over. I have an empty chair, and I will be more than happy to put you in my chair. Amen. But so often, we do not go as far as we can go in life because we have this thing called low self-esteem. And I know from experience about low self-esteem because when I was a young girl, maybe 10, 11, 12 years old, I developed low self-esteem. As a matter of fact, I would like to offer that I had no self-esteem. I went through life scared. And I think fear has a big part. Fear has a lot to do with low self-esteem. Even as I was thinking about coming on tonight, I was thinking and praising God because I don't have fear anymore. Praising God because I'm not afraid anymore. Praising God because I don't feel like I have to be perfect anymore. I tell you, there was a time when I would never venture out to actually be live for the first time on Blab without doing a trial run, without, you know, just working it out to make sure that I had everything perfect. But how many of you know that we don't live in a perfect world and that none of us are perfect and none of us will ever be perfect? So we might as well get over that hang-up or that idiosyncrasy or that spirit of perfection, feeling like we have to be perfect. You can be as good as you can be. I mean, aim for the top. Aim to be excellent, but do not aim to be perfect because you are not going to be perfect, and you will find yourself disappointed, and you will find yourself not wanting to actually go forth because of the fear of not being perfect. So I want to challenge you to let yourself off the hook. Let yourself off the hook. Don't try to be perfect. Just try to be the best you that you can be. And if you do that, then I guarantee you success. If you try to be the best you that you can possibly be, using everything that God gave you, all of your gifts, all of your talents, then you will succeed. You will succeed. So fear has a lot to do with that thing called low self-esteem. I'm afraid. Afraid of what, you may ask? I'm afraid that I won't be good enough. I'm afraid that they won't like me. I'm afraid that I'll mess up. I'm afraid that I can't do this thing that I'm trying to do. I'm afraid. And I want to tell you on today that God did not give you a spirit of fear, spirit of love, power, and a sound mind. You have to know that everything that you set your mind to do, you can probably do it. if God calls you to it, he can allow you to complete the task. He has equipped you to complete the task. You have it in you. Success is in you. I believe that we came to the earth realm with success on the inside of us. I believe that we came here equipped for the work that God had already set for us to do in advance. God sent you here on assignment. That's why you have this passion. That's why you have this desire to do different things. You have a desire to write a book or to be a playwright. You have a desire to preach the gospel. You have a desire to have your own business. You have a desire to sing, to cut a CD. You, whatever that passion is, you have a desire to teach. You have a desire to go to the top of the corporate ladder. Whatever that desire is, God put it on the inside of you before you came here on the earth realm. I would like to tell you that you're here on assignment. There are some things that you have to do before you leave this earth. And I see I have company. Welcome, everybody. So good to see you all out here, out there. This is my first time here on Blab. So I love to blab. I love to talk. I have a lot of words. So it's good to see everybody out there. I actually have to put on my glasses to read your comments. So I'm going to put on my glasses so I can see who's out there and what you're saying to me. Good to see you. Good to see you out there. I'm a Christian. Amen. I see you out there. You want to know what's my religion. My faith is Christian. I believe in Jesus Christ. He is my personal Lord and Savior. I am a preacher of the gospel. I'm not necessarily here to preach. I'm here to talk about low self-esteem and how we can defeat low self-esteem. And what I have to say applies to everybody. So I thank you. I see you say that I'm talking good, and I thank you for your comments. That you're here, and I welcome you. I welcome you. But you were saying here on assignment, there are some things that you were called to do, that you were equipped to do, and sometimes we get scared, but you don't have to be afraid. What I want to challenge you to do is to press past the fear, to move forward in spite of the fact that you might be afraid, to go ahead and say, you know what, I can do this. I can do this. I'm not going to allow fear to hold me back any longer. I'm not going to allow what people think about me to hold me back any longer. I'm not going to allow my own inhibitions, my own sense of not feeling adequate to stop me from moving forward. I want to challenge you to move forward anyway. Yes, you're scared. You know what? We all get scared. We all get to a point where we're trembling in our boots. I remember the first time I had to go out and speak because I was a public speaker before I was a preacher. I was a motivational speaker, and I still am. My goal is to be the best that they can be, to have everything that God has ordained for them to have, and to not allow this life to pass them by, but to be an active participant in life. Amen. So I want to encourage you to move forward in spite of the fear. I remember the first time I had to get up at Toastmasters. My husband and I were both Toastmasters. And the first time I had to get up to do my icebreaker, my first speech, I was so scared. Man, I was like, well, what if I mess up? I thought I was going to just fall out. I was just so scared. But guess what? I didn't fall out. I didn't die. I thought I was going to have a heart attack and die. I didn't die. And they loved me. They actually loved what I had to say. They loved the speech that I made. I talked about myself, my family, my children, and they loved it. And guess what? I made like 1,000 speeches since then. And I'm going to keep speaking. I'm going to keep preaching. I'm going to keep doing what I do. I'm going to keep blabbing. I'm on Blog Talk Radio right now. I'm doing two platforms. That's why you see my phone. I'm doing two platforms at the same time. And I'm just going to keep doing it because I don't want to leave this earth with anything on the inside of me that I was supposed to dispense, that I was supposed to let out. So, you know, I'm going to just empty myself out. Have I come up against opposition? Yes. Do I have haters? Yes. Do I have people that don't like me as great, as beautiful, as wonderful, as nice, as kind as I am? Yes. And I know you guys just looking at me for the first time, just meeting me, you can tell just by looking at this face that I'm a nice person. But I do have people that don't like me. I have people that want me to fail. But guess what? I'm not going to allow my opposition to stop me. I'm not going to allow people to stop me. I'm not going to allow people's opinions of me to stop me. So I'm going to keep moving forward, and I encourage you to keep moving forward. Press past the fear. I guarantee you, if you move past the fear for the first time, it won't be able to stop you the next time. So you just keep moving forward. Put one foot in front of the other. Live life one day at a time, but always have a plan for tomorrow. I said live life one day at a time, but always have a plan for tomorrow. And dare to do what nobody else is doing. Dare to do what you don't even think you can do. There's some things that are in you. You have some things burning on the inside of you that you want to do. And you know why you haven't done it? Because you have low self-esteem. Because you don't think you're good enough. Because you're scared. And I bind up the spirit of fear right now. I bind it up in the name of Jesus. And I declare that you can do it. You can do all that God has called you to do. You can do it. And if you dare to move forward and just put your hand to the plow, you will do it. You will do it. And guess what? You will be successful at it. And people will love you, and people will thank you for doing that thing. What you have on the inside of you is not just for you. It's for me, too. It's for those people who are watching your life. It's for those people who are following in your footsteps. They want to do what you want to do, but they're waiting for you to do it first so that they can have the courage. After watching to see that you have the courage, then they will step out and do it. So I challenge you to step out on faith. Low self-esteem. My low self-esteem came because I was rejected. I talked about rejection last week on Blog Talk Radio. My low self-esteem came because I was rejected at an early age. My dad and my mom broke up when I was 10 years old, and my dad moved out of the house, and we have someone who's going to take a seat, so I'm going to let you take that seat too. My dad moved out of the house. This is so exciting. My dad moved out of the house, and he started a family across town, and he really didn't have time for his children on the other side of town, or I didn't think he did. And as a result, I developed low self-esteem. And as a result of that, my life turned into a living hell, drinking. Don't go away. I want to open the seat for you. Drinking, indulging in drugs, being in the wrong relationships. I came to a point where many years of partying and out there looking for love in all of the wrong places. After many years, I came to a place where I accepted Jesus Christ as my personal Lord and Savior. And then the preaching that was going forth was like I'm preaching now, and they told me that I was somebody. They told me that God loved me. Even if my daddy didn't love me, even if my mommy, you know, didn't love me, and she did. My mother really loved us, and my father loved me too, I found out. But he had his own issues. Oh, come on, somebody. Come on. If your parents have disappointed you, it's because they had their own issues. So don't hold it against them. Forgive them. Felicia is here. Felicia Muhammad, I want to open you up. Open up your chair. I don't know how to, Felicia, give me a minute as I discover how to open the chair for you, how to let you into that seat. Felicia is here. How do I open that seat for her? Felicia, I'm new here. Somebody has to tell me how to open these seats and let people in. The seat is open. Let's see. the seat is open. This is my first time here. I should have researched that. See, I just jumped in with both feet. That's what I'm telling you. I've learned how to jump in with both feet. Okay, let's see. I'm going to open Felicia's chair and let her in the seat. Okay. That's the X. Okay, here we are. There we are. Felicia, welcome to Women with Pastor Rebecca. She's coming. Felicia's coming in, and we still have open seats, so you can jump in. But the issue with my dad, there you are, Felicia. Welcome. Hi.
Thank you so much.
Welcome to Women to Women with Pastor Rebecca, and I'm glad you came in. This is my first time here, and I definitely have the open seats here. Thank you for coming in. So let your voice be heard.
Can you hear me okay?
Yes.
Okay, good. Welcome. You're doing a wonderful job. I want to congratulate you for your first lab. It is so fun.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yes. So this is passionate subject because defeating low self-esteem is something also that I was challenged with as a young girl. Same issue with my father. He wasn't in my life like I wanted him to be. And as a result, I sought attention from men as I got older that I didn't, and even as a young girl, that I didn't get from him, you know, so it caused me to be promiscuous and all the other stuff that come along with that. And what was really important and key for me during that time was because I began to ask God questions about why am I here, what's my purpose in life, and why doesn't my father want to be in my life. And it wasn't that he didn't want to be in my life.
Yeah.
It was just that he had his own, like you were saying, his own stuff that he was dealing with. And it was really a cycle that was being played out. And so as I was beginning to ask God questions, I was getting answers. And, of course, it got me closer in my own personal relationship with God. And so I began to grow up into my value.
Amen, yes.
Grow up into it. And nobody in the community at that time where I was raised up didn't really deal with it, you know, didn't really deal with stuff. And my mother worked all the time, so I had to really be responsible at an early age. And so it was me and God, you know. I was talking to him like I'm talking to you, you know, and was getting answers. And so
through
the journey of being very introspective, you know, always looking in and questioning God and getting those answers, it helped me to be confident in some areas, but I still suffered from low self-esteem in other areas. And it wasn't until I got older, maybe like in junior high school, and really until I got grown, that maybe in my 20s, that I began to really reflect back on all the conversations and the way different people have been showing up in my life to help me with the low self-esteem. And so when I talked to my father, because I didn't blame him, because I was beginning to really understand once I was seeing the pattern, but I remember talking to him when I think I was like 20 years old, and he had gotten married, and, you know, I had another sister and a brother, younger sister and brother, and that I didn't want my sister to have the same experience that I had.
Wow.
He had left, and he was a truck driver. So he was a truck driver, so that kind of tells you a whole lot.
Yeah.
And being on the road all the time, here and there, literally, Papa was a rolling stone.
Wow. Wow. Same here.
Long story short, I talked to him because I didn't want my sister to have some of the same challenges that I had, because he wasn't in our life. But she did have him a little longer than I did. And nevertheless, I talked to him about, you know, how I wanted him to be there, and he wasn't. You know,
wow.
We were crying together, and he apologized.
Wow.
And then he began to tell me the story about how he didn't know who his father was.
My God.
And so that's why I say it was a pattern, because his mother raised him, you know, but at the same time, she was having her challenges with dealing with his father not being there. And he was the oldest, and he had other brothers and sisters. So at 14, he left. 14 years old, he left.
That's when you're in the trunk. Well,
so, you know, it was a pattern.
Yes.
And so we talked about it and did atonement. And from that point on, for that, because I always loved my daddy. My mom didn't talk about my dad, even when I was coming up as a little girl. She didn't talk about him, and so I'm very grateful for that. She didn't talk real bad about him. And I didn't let anybody talk about my dad. I don't care what he did to me. I talked about my dad because I love my daddy.
Wow. 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 That's amazing.
Yeah. Yeah, so we got a chance to, I mean, we've always been close, but I just wanted him to really understand what was happening from the little girl's eyes, you know,
yeah.
Because, again, I didn't want my sister to have to experience some of the same things I did, which she did anyway. However, you know, that's neither here nor there because we all have our journey.
That's her story, yes, yes.
You know, and we talked, and my dad talked about it, and we talked it. From that day forward, we talk every single day.
That is amazing. Praise God. Wow. 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 I'm just amazed. I'm listening to you, and I'm looking into your beautiful woman, and I'm like, wow, Lord, you have done so much for her. And
yeah,
just to be,
God, thank you.
Yes, and the relationship that you had, you have had, you were able to actually go and have a relationship with your dad. You were able to talk it out. Now, I didn't have that. I hated my father. I hated him, and I hated men, and I said, you know, all men are going to pay as a result of what my father did. You know, a lot of sometimes when women hate their dad, it may turn them the other way towards other women. I didn't go that way. Thank God I didn't go that way, but I went towards men, you know, one man after another, like you said, being promiscuous. And it was like I would not stay in a relationship for more than 2 years because I said if I do, then he will know who I really am. And I did not want him to know who I really was because I said then he will reject me. So I had that fear of rejection. And so many of us have that fear of rejection that we don't allow ourselves to experience real love. I didn't allow myself to experience real love. Because I thought I was unlovable. I thought I was ugly. I would look at the ground when I walked. I didn't want people to look at me because I thought if people looked into my eyes, they would see my pain. And I didn't want anyone to see my pain. So I hid. I hid behind a mask, you know, a mask of what I was talking about earlier, a mask of perfection. I was the perfect child. I was an A student. And when I did my dirt, Felicia, I was very, very sneaky. You know, my mother didn't know what I was doing. My sisters didn't know. They didn't know that I was indulging in drinking and drugging and relationships because I was Becky. You know, Becky, she's the goody two-shoes. She's the good one. But I wasn't so good, you know, and I didn't feel so good about myself. And like you, you know, it came to my relationship with God, and then he began to say, I love you. You're acceptable. There is a, I'm sweating. I'm excited. My nose is sweating. There is a scripture, Jeremiah 29:11. God says, for I know the plans I have for you, plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future. And there's one more in the book of Psalms 139 in the Bible that says, David says, I praise you, O Lord, for the work of your hands, for I am wonderfully and fearfully made, and that I know full well. And I had never read anything like that. I had never been validated like that. But when I read those texts, out of the Holy Bible, it made me see that something inside of me quickened. I was like, this is for me. You know, this is for me. God is talking to me. So I began to apply the scriptures to my life, and that was my healing. That was where I came out. I just thank God. And another thing we have in common, the apology. My dad also apologized to me. And said, I'm sorry, you know, I was a lousy dad, I wasn't there. But shortly after that, he died. So we didn't have that relationship. But, you know, my self-esteem began to just increase, and I became more confident as a woman, and I became more acceptable of who I am. And I see that on you, too, you know, that you are acceptable. You're acceptable of who you are. You're confident as a woman, and I applaud you for that, and I praise God for you. And I thank you for coming and sharing your story with us.
Same here. Thank you. Keep up the good work. And I want to let you know, too, that you can record this. So you, when you do your next one, you can record it as well, and it'll be saved. You can upload it to your website or, you know, your YouTube channel, that type of thing.
You mean I'm not recording?
No, I'm not recording.
Are you serious?
Oh, yeah. No, you have to hit that little red button. And
where is it?
It's to your left, right up under your subject.
Start recording. Duh.
The little red button. And another tip I would like to share with you so you can maximize your beautiful face and we can see it is to have the light in front of you instead of behind you.
Okay.
So have the light in front of you, and that way it brightens up.
Okay, so that's why you look so sharp, and I'm like, I'm in the blood. I'm like, we're both still beautiful, but I see you a lot crisper than I see myself. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
I really appreciate you stopping by.
Yes, we'll love. And I'm going to follow you, so I can know when you're doing more blabs, and let's connect because I help women, you know, with all the healing work that I do. I help us to know how to overcome and get to the root cause of why we are suffering with the low self-esteem, the negative self-talk, and the limiting beliefs and all of that type of stuff that's keeping us stuck and keeping us from being our divinely, being the divine being that we are created to be.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
I look forward to connecting with you and building and sharing and all of that good stuff.
I'm looking forward. Can I follow you now? I see the hands.
Yes.
I've been giving you big ups here.
Yeah.
I just love you. I love you.
Renewal said, don't feel bad, Pastor. First time I did that, too.
Thank you.
So you can follow me, and at the top, like right above where our pictures are, you can see the number of people that are coming in the room. And if you click on my icon, then you'll be able to see what it is I do and all of that, and then you'll be able to follow.
Okay, I see you. Yes, I have you right here. Got it.
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you for teaching me and being there and supporting, and we're going to connect. I'm looking forward to it. So we're going to connect.
You can tweet it out, too. You can tell a little bird that's right up under your subject.
Okay.
Also,
yes,
tweet it out, and it'll be sent to your Twitter page.
Okay, great. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Well, I got to get ready to go for another class that I have, but I wanted to pop in, and I saw that you were on it, and I was like, let me show her some love and support.
You
talking about what I like.
Before you go, I know you have to pop out. Can you just give those who are here something that they can take with them? How can they overcome low self-esteem?
Okay, so this is
really
what has worked for me. Oh, my God. When I tell you, I didn't know the value of it until I just kept repeating some self-sabotaging patterns. And when I would do this, it was like it just gave me more and more courage and strength and faith. It just fortified me. So this is what you can do to begin the process, okay? What you want to do is I call it mirror work. You want to go in the mirror when you're brushing your teeth or getting up first thing in the morning, and even you can do it tonight before you go to bed or when you get off this lab. You can go in the bathroom. I want you to look at yourself in the mirror, and you want to look at yourself, the image of yourself in the black part of your eye. You know, when you really look at yourself in the mirror, you're looking at your eyes, and you can see a silhouette of the image of yourself, right?
Yeah.
So when you do that, you want to say, I love you, thank you, I'm sorry, please forgive me. I love you. Thank you. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. I love you. Thank you. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Say it maybe 3 to 5 times or even 10 times, whichever feels good for you. Just begin to say that every day. Get in the habit of saying it every day and even throughout the day. You know, you're thinking about it. I love to thank you. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. I love to thank you. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. And begin to thank God in advance and be grateful. Count things that you're grateful for, at least 5 things that you're grateful for. That will begin to increase the confidence that within yourself, and you'll be able to begin to see your value and appreciate how you're made.
Wow. That's good. You've been doing this. I can tell that you have some expertise in this area, and I just want to encourage all of those who are following me. Thank you all for tuning in. Most of you don't even know me, but thank you for stopping by. And follow Felicia Muhammad. This woman knows what she's talking about. I've only just met her, and I'm going to follow. I just followed her myself, and I'm looking forward to hearing more from her. Felicia, thank you so much for stopping in.
Thank you, and keep doing the good work, and I will continue to keep you in my prayers as well and send you much love and light.
Amen. I love you. God bless you.
Love you too. Take care.
Take care. Amen. Wow. Wow, my first guest, Felicia Muhammad, and I'm excited. She is an awesome woman. I tell you, God, it has blessed her. She has shared some tips with us on overcoming and defeating low self-esteem. So if anybody else has any input or testimony that you want to share about your own personal walk and how you have overcome low self-esteem, stop on in and talk to us. We're here, and I want to hear. We have a few people here, and we want to hear what's going on with you. So, and I thank you for telling me not to feel bad. I'm getting used to this. I just got my screen fixed so I can do this. I'm going to put the light in front of me next time, like Felicia told me to, so that you can see me clearer. Let's see, what time is it? We have a few more minutes. Anybody else that wants to come in, it's not good. I'm a Toastmaster. My Toastmasters Club would get me for saying, but come on in, stop in, and tell me about how you are defeating low self-esteem. We talked about stepping out and pressing past fear. You don't have to be afraid. Even if you're uncomfortable, even if you mess up, at least you tried. At least you got out there and gave it a shot. You didn't let low self-esteem stop you. You didn't let fear stop you. Let's talk about low self-esteem some more. I talked to Felicia about the scripture. There is a scripture that says, "You are wonderfully and I am wonderfully and fearfully made, and I know that full well." Psalm 139 in the Bible. The Bible is very, very. For those of you who are Christian, for those of you who read the Bible, who are seeking, the Bible is very instrumental in helping us to develop our self-esteem, who we are. And for me, that was the turning point when I became a Christian, when I started walking with the Lord, when I started my life with Jesus Christ. That was the turning point for me. But like I said, I am a Christian, but this broadcast is not just for Christians. It's for everybody. Everyone is welcome here. But there's a Psalm 139. David says, "I praise you, O Lord, for the work of your hands." He says, "For I am wonderfully and fearfully made, and that I know full well." You have to know that you are wonderfully and fearfully made. God created us in his image. God created you in his image. You are created in the image of God, which means what? Which means that you are worthy of honor and respect. You don't have to feel insignificant or inferior to anyone. She talked about the light. Let's see if I could dim the light behind me a little bit. Baby, are you in the living room? Can you turn the light down just a touch? The light is really bright. I'm in my dining room. The light in my living room is really bright. Yeah, that's better. Is that on the first level back? Yeah, that's a lot better. So my husband, he's back there, and he's like, what is she doing? She has some more technology. But you have to believe the word of God. You have to believe that you were created in the image of God. You have to believe that God loves you just the way you are. You have to believe that even though you were rejected or neglected or talked about or ostracized or lied on or lied to, you have to believe that what happened to you does not take away from your value. You are still valuable. You are still somebody. You are still somebody that God has a great plan for. I talked about that earlier. God has a great plan for your life. God has a plan to prosper you and not to harm you, to give you a hope and a future. Amen. So at this time, I'm going to ask my Blog Talk Radio audience to come in. If anybody has anything to say, if you want to add anything, just press 1, and I will put you on the air. I see you out there, Blog Talk Radio. I have not forgotten about you. If you want to add anything, just come on in, and we'll put you on the air so that the audience can hear you. We are on two platforms tonight. We're on Blab, and we're on Blog Talk Radio. So just press 1, and I will put you on the air. Amen. We do have a caller. We have a caller on the air tonight. We're going to put this caller on the air. Area code 910. You're on the air. Welcome to Woman with Pastor Rebecca.
Rebecca, this is Evangelist Regina James. How are you today?
I am blessed and highly favored. God bless you, Evangelist. How are you? Good to hear from you. It's so good to hear from you.
I want you to know that I have not forgotten you. And the reason why I actually called, as we're talking about low self-esteem, this past weekend I just did my catechism. And in one of the questions they ask us is about the call. And the response that I gave was something, you know, that I thought. And he said, no, suppose you met someone on the street and they asked you, how would you know you were called? Who told you that you had a call on your life to preach the gospel? And so I asked him, I said, so there was a period of time where I just felt so bad about myself, where I didn't think people would receive the gospel from me because they looked down on me. I didn't like myself, you know, and it was almost like I didn't talk right, I didn't look right, that type of thing. And then when I went to the conference in 2009, November, I'll never forget it, and everybody was calling me minister, and I said, no, I'm not a minister. And I remember after that, you came to me, and you said, I don't ever want to hear you say that again because it's all over you. I have never forgotten that, and I actually shared that on Saturday, and Dr. Allen, his name was, he said, that's what I'm talking about. Because I didn't see it in myself. Although I felt it, I didn't see it. I was afraid to go before people. And God used you to help pull me out of that. And there has been a bond or a connection that I will never, ever, ever forget. And I just thank God for the opportunity to have met you. I mean, you know, you just don't know how to share your books. I guess you know that. But God's just so awesome, and I am so thankful for how he has used you, not just for me, but for other people, other women who suffer from low self-esteem, who think that they're not even good enough to be used by God, you know, and I just thank you. I just needed to tell you that.
My God. Evangelist, thank you so much for coming and telling me that. I really appreciate that. It's not often enough that I hear those words. Even as you were speaking, I remember when we first met, we were both on the same platform, and you were preaching already. I remember that day, and I was there with my books, and I was speaking. You know, it's amazing the boldness that, with the boldness that I had back then, I still didn't know who I was. I still didn't know where God was taking me. I still didn't know the magnitude of the call that was even on my life. It's amazing how God would use you, and he was using you in the same way. God used you mightily on that day. And I remember we were in New York, and I remember coming over to you and just really ministering to you, because I saw you as a woman with great power. I saw you as a powerful woman of God, but I also saw that you didn't think that you were powerful.
Right.
And I remember coming over to you and speaking to you and telling you that you had to go forward with everything in you. I remember telling you that you had to just not look back, but go full speed ahead and be so totally sold out for God and for God's plan for your life, because God had a great plan for your life. I didn't know I was a prophet at the time. I didn't know that I was a pastor at the time. I just thought that I was a preacher. I was just like, I'm a preacher and I'm going to do this thing. But I thank God for giving me the ability and the boldness to speak. And I look at your life now, and I know I'm just a part of the puzzle. I'm just one person out of a lot of people that God has used in your life. But let me tell you this. Mm-hmm. I am so honored. I am so honored to be just one person that God allowed to speak into your life, because I see God moving greatly in your life. I see God doing great things. And guess what? It's just the beginning. You haven't, just like, oh, glory. Just like I was just at the beginning when we met, you are at the beginning. God has so much more in store for you. God is going to begin to show you. He's getting ready to show you that even the greater. The greater is getting ready to be revealed to you. Glory. Hallelujah. God's getting ready to birth something else out of you. I don't know what that is, but I see God getting ready to birth something else out of you. You are at the point. You're at another dimension of spiritual dilation. And there's something else. There's a pushing. I feel it in my loins. That's why I know God is birthing. There's a pushing that's taking place. There's a pressing. There's a travailing that's taking place in your life. And you're getting ready to pop. You're getting ready to birth out even the more, because God says there's more that I have in store for you, and there's more that I have in store for you to do. That's why God hasn't allowed you to get comfortable. He's pushing you out of your comfort zone right now.
Yes, he is.
So I thank God. You came to encourage me. I was trying to respond to that encouragement, but God wanted me to release yet another word for you. That's why he hasn't allowed you to be comfortable lately. There's some things, there's been some discomfort. The waters have been troubled. Because God's shifting. There's a shifting and a sifting taking place for the birthing that's coming forth. So but I want to say I thank God for you coming to tell me how I've been a blessing in your life. And I am humbled by that, because I see you still. That's what God just confirmed to me. He said, when you saw her that day, you saw her as a great woman of God who was reluctant to move forward in her call. He says, and you see her today. When you saw her that day, you saw her as a great woman of God who was reluctant to move forward in her call. And what you see today is a great woman of God who still has more, to fulfill in her call. There's still more. God says there's more that I'm getting ready to do in and through you. There's more. So get ready, woman of God. Get ready.
Amen. Yes. Thank you
Amen.
For the word.
I love you. I'm looking forward to seeing you.
Yes,
and,
ma'am.
And And I thank God for you. And I thank God for your obedience in calling in tonight just to encourage me, because I am encouraged. I have come up, you know, we talk about low self-esteem. The devil tried to, you know, the devil tried to kill me in my ministry. The devil tried to make me feel like my ministry was insignificant, tried to make me back up and take a back seat to him and his witches and his warlocks and his people that were on assignment to try to make me feel like I didn't have power, that nobody wanted to hear me, that my ministry was not making a difference. But I continue to move forward in spite of that warfare, because I won't quit. Listen, God has done too much for me, to sit back. You know my story. You know my story. And I'm taking, I'm snatching back women especially. I'm snatching my sisters out of the fire. I'm snatching them out of the grips of the devil. I'm snatching them out of low self-esteem. I'm snatching them out of the bed of sin. I'm snatching them out of the plan of the devil and just really bringing them back to the light so that my sisters can know they are beautiful. You are queen. You're beautiful. You're walking with an anointing on your life, and if you could only look like my Felicia Muhammad said, if you could only look in the mirror and see yourself for how God sees you, you will know that you are women of great power. So I thank God, and I know I'm talking to a woman of great power right now. So I thank God for you. And I'm going to be watching you, because I know that when I spoke to you before, there was an immediate shift. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. And I know that God's getting ready to move suddenly in your life. So I'll be watching. I'll be praying.
I'll be expecting. Thank you. Yes, ma'am. I'll be praying for you as well.
Thank you. Thank you. We need to pray for each other. And I know you've been praying for me. Keep praying for me, because I'm going in a greater boldness in this season, and I'm moving through some obstacles. I'm not going to let anything stop me. And you have to say that, Evangelist James. You have to say that. Say it. I'm moving forward to do all God called me to do. I need to hear you say it. And I'm not going to let anything stop me.
And I'm not going to let anything stop me. I am moving forward to do the things that God has called me to do, and I'm not going to let anything stop me. Amen.
Jesus.
Nothing.
Hallelujah.
Nothing.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Nothing.
Amen. Oh, glory.
Amen.
Thank
in
you,
the midst
Jesus.
Of it all. Thank you, God.
That's it. That's it. Jesus, Move forward. Just move forward. And all the warfare, all the haters, they're going to have to back up. They're going to have to back up, because nobody. Say it again, Evangelist.
I said, God is going to have his way. He's going to do exactly what he says he's going to do.
Woo, Jesus. And nobody can stop the move of God in your life. Only you, only us. We are the only ones that can stop God's move in our lives. And you have two women here on this blog. We're on two platforms tonight. We're on Blab and we're on Blog. I'm beveling up. we have two women here who are saying, no demon in hell or on this earth can stop us from doing what God has ordained for us to do. No hater, no devil, no witch, no spirit of Jezebel, no man, no woman, no child can stop us. Not even our own selves. We're not even going to let our own selves stop us. Not low self-esteem. Do you know that's a spirit? Low self-esteem is a spirit of fear that comes to stop us from moving forward. So we bind up that spirit of fear. We bind up that spirit of low self-esteem, that voice that will whisper in your ear and say you can't do it, that you're not worthy, that God did not call you. The devil is a liar. So, don't get me started. Don't get me started. Amen.
Yeah, I'm moving forward.
Before you go, is there anything you want to tell the listening audiences? We have two platforms here that are listening tonight. I only started recording when Felicia Muhammad just told me that I was supposed to be push a record button. So we are recording now. So if you could just let the audience, how can they defeat this demon of low self-esteem?
Amen. Just trust God. Believe that you are beautifully and wonderfully made. Believe that there's no one else like you. He has given you a gift, and that gift is yours to use for the kingdom. And trust and believe that if he gave it to you, it's yours to use. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen to that. Ditto. That is definitely what you have to trust. That is what we have to do. Trust God. Trust God. Lean not to your own understanding, but trust in the Lord. In all your ways, acknowledge him and let him direct your path. Trust God. God created you, and he prepared good works in advance for you to do. God called you. You may not be called to preach, but you are called and created to glorify God. So let your light shine. Let it shine. Don't let anyone make you feel like you have to play small just so that they can feel better about themselves. Let your light shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Be as beautiful as God created you to be. Look in the mirror and don't compare yourself with somebody else. Don't try to be a copycat. You can't get God glory like that. You have to be authentic. Be original. Be yourself. That's enough. That's enough. So thank you so much for chiming in and letting your voice. I'm so glad to hear your voice.
Yes, ma'am.
I am so glad to hear your voice. So thank you so much for coming and letting your voice be heard on these platforms that we're on tonight. And come back and see me. I'm here every Monday night. I'm on Blab. If you want your face to be seen, get on Blab. Create you an account. I have 3 open seats on Blab every Monday where we can put you on and we can let your beautiful face be seen. Come in and we're going to preach this gospel. We're going to set the captives free. We're going to talk about women's issues every Monday night. So come on and join me on Blab and Blog Talk Radio and let your voice be heard and let your face be seen. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. So God bless you. I love you.
I love you too.
Amen. Wow. Powerful woman of God. Powerful woman of God. And I'm so glad she called in to let me know that what I'm doing is worth it. What I'm doing here is worth it. So if there's anyone else, I see you out there. I see the callers. I have a couple callers here on Blog Talk Radio. If you want to be on the air, just press 1 and I'll put you on the air. Press 1, and I'll put you on the air. Come on, let your voice be heard. Amen. Or come on over the Blab, and I'm over here, and I'm shining. I'm letting my light shine. Listen, low self-esteem can't stop you. I see you out there. I see my daughter out there. I see you out there. Amen. I see you out there. I see you on Blab. I'm going twice as much because I'm, you know what, time is short. Time is short. We have to take time captive. We have to redeem the time. So low self-esteem, we talked to Sister Felicia talked about looking in the mirror. She said, look in the mirror and talk to yourself. Look into your own eyes and talk to yourself. Tell yourself, thank you. I'm sorry. Tell yourself, I forgive you. You know, begin to talk to yourself. And I say, I'll add to that. Say you're beautiful. When you look in the mirror in the morning, say, hello, beautiful. Say you're wonderfully and fearfully made. Tell yourself, you're a bad girl. You're a bad to the bone. I love you. See, so often when we look in the mirror, we start picking ourselves apart. We start saying, look, I don't like the way my nose looks. I need to get my eyebrows done. I need to get my hair done. None of that is you. See, you is on the inside. The real you is on the inside. But if you really look at yourself in the mirror, you will see that you are really beautiful. You will see. If you stop comparing yourself to other people, you will see that you are beautiful. If you stop picking yourself apart, look at, you know, when you look at my pictures, you might see a different me every time. Sometimes I'm 5 pounds overweight. Sometimes I'm a little thinner. Sometimes my hair is long. Sometimes it's short. Sometimes I have on makeup. Sometimes no makeup. Glasses, no glasses. But guess what? I have gotten to the point where I don't pick myself apart anymore. I see me as beautiful. And I want to challenge you to see yourself as beautiful. What happened to you does not take away from your beauty. What people said about you does not take away from your beauty. Amen. We have another caller. We're going to take this caller. Area code 634. Let me open your mic. Area code 634, you're on the air. Welcome to Woman with Pastor Rebecca.
God bless you, Pastor Rebecca. This is Coach Tina, and I was just calling in. I was listening to you talk about self-esteem tonight. And I was just wanting to add, I attended tonight a domestic violence vigil in Montclair, New Jersey, where women, men, we all come together. We light candles in honor of women who, or men who have been abused. And when you were talking about self-esteem, to hear some of these women who have been abused or talk about just how their life has changed because they had to go through this process of building their self-esteem again after they've been in a relationship that was abusive. So some of the tools that you're talking about that women have to do, it's important because sometimes some women have been abused mentally, verbally, emotionally, physically, or hurt by, you know, family members by saying certain things to them about who they are, that they have to rebuild the self-esteem so they can look and believe that they are beautiful. So when you were just giving pointers and then Sister Felicia, she was speaking, I just made me think about the event that I attended tonight and to hear women talk about having to, the women talk about having to just rebuild the way they look, you know, the way they see themselves again, you know, before they got into a relationship that was abusive. So praise God that you're talking about self-esteem because some people may have been strong and believe in themselves, then something happened. They connected with someone or something, and it made them start to believe that they weren't beautiful no more. They didn't matter. You know, they lost their confidence. But praise God that no matter what you thought you lose, you lost, it's never gone away. You just got to be able to tap back into it because it's still there. What happens is you've just been hurt, you've been bruised, but if you're able to tap back into it, then you understand that you are still beautiful and you are still amazing, you are still courageous. God still loves you no matter what you've been through, and God will still bless you. So, you know, it's just about believing in you again, and it's a process. Especially for when I'm talking about domestic violence, it's a process for many women when they go through that because the main thing a person wants to do and when they, you're in a domestic violence relationship is to damage your self-esteem. That's the way they keep power and control over you to make you believe that you're not nothing. So to be able to rebuild someone back up to believe that you are somebody, your self-esteem does not depend on what someone else thinks of you. So that's the major thing that everyone has to walk away. What other people may say about you or think about you does not determine who you are. You have to believe in yourself. You have to believe in yourself because when that happens, when you believe in what other people say that's negative about you and you start to define it as your character, then that's when you just start losing a little bit of yourself on a daily basis. But if you start believing yourself and you believe what God says about you, because God is not going to say anything about you negatively. You believe the word that God says about you, or you are wonderfully and beautifully made. And you believe the word of God and what he says about you on a daily basis, that he loves you despite of anything that's going on. He loves you, and you believe and you understand and believe that, you continue to walk and know that you are beautiful and you are loved. God bless.
Oh, wow. Amen. Wow. That's some powerful insight that you shared with us, Coach Tina Lane. That's Coach Tina Lane, and you can find her on Facebook under Coach Tina Lane. Powerful insight that you shared, and we don't even, I'm going to have to pick this up next week and begin to touch on the domestic violence, the abuse, especially because you did talk about that. I just want to say this. There are a lot of times when low self-esteem will cause you to go into a domestic violence,
yes,
relationship, a domestically violent relationship or domestic violence relationship, and you have to know that your value is greater than that of someone using you as a punching bag. You're better than that. You're worth more than that. No one should beat you. Nobody should punch you. Nobody should kick you. Nobody should call you out of your name. When it gets to that point, that is abuse, and you are worth more than that. So yes, in order for a lot of the time, in order for us to get out of those types of relationships, we need to know who we are, and we need to know our value, and we need to know that, yes, somebody else will want us. See, the thing that the abuser does is feed us with a bunch of lies to make us think that nobody else will want us, or that we did something to bring this upon ourselves, or it's our fault that we're being beaten or that we're being abused. But I want to encourage you on tonight and let you know that you are more valuable than somebody beating you with their fist or kicking you with their feet or calling you names out of their mouth. And we're going to talk about that next week some more. And if you're being abused, get some help. There's some abuse hotlines. You could go on the internet, Google. Do you have a Coach Tina? Do you have that off the top of your head, or do you have a number for an abuse hotline? Since we did open that up and talk, because somebody must need that, because you talked about it, and we never know when somebody's listening that may need the number to the abuse hotline.
Amen. The number is for the National Domestic Violence Hotline is 1-800-799, then the word SAFE, 1-800-799-SAFE, and then SAFE, I had to look at my keyboard, is 7233. So 1-800-799-7233 or 1-800-799-SAFE.
Amen. Thank you so much.
I pray that's the right number, because I was like, I know the number, but you know how you just forget real quick.
Yes, I know. And, you know, I want to say I'm so proud of you and the work that you're doing. I see you out there. I see you doing a lot of different things, pursuing your passion. I talked about that earlier in the broadcast. Pursuing your passion, going after what God put on the inside of you for you to do. And I'm just really proud of you. And I just want to encourage you to keep moving forward. God is opening great doors for you. Doors are opening. I see doors opening for you because you have helped so many and promoted so many and supported so many. God is opening doors for you. These are doors with your name on them. These are doors for you to walk through because you have a passion and a heart to help other people. God says, I am creating the platform for you. And not only will you do it for free, but God is even allowing the resources to be made available because you're going to find yourself being paid to do what you've done so long for free. So continue to seek God with everything in you and continue to move forward to do everything that God has called you to do. So thank you so much for calling in and giving us that information tonight.
Amen. Thank you. You're welcome. Thank you for those powerful words. I knew you were coming on, and I said I wanted to jump in, and I just had got finished with the domestic violence video, so I said let me call in and get the little, you know, hear what you have to say. And then as you just kept speaking, it just made me think about adding that aspect to it with self-esteem. So God bless you, and thank you so much. You know that I love you.
Amen. I love you too, and I'm so proud of you, just so proud of you. So God bless you. Thank you for bringing that to the forefront.
Amen. Thank you. God bless.
Amen. Thank you. Amen. Well, my time is up. I pray that you were blessed. But look, we have to finish this. We are not finished. I want you to come back next week. Come back next week. Join me on Blog and Blab. I'm on blab.im. I think it's blag.im at Pastor Rebecca S. And you'll see it on my page as well. You'll see it on the Woman to Woman with Pastor Rebecca page. You'll see the information. You'll see the partial recording there. Also, blogtalkradio.com/power. We do have a minute. We have one more caller. I see you out there if you want to make a comment or remark just before we go off the air. Amen. Amen. So join me next week at 7 o'clock. I'll be on Blog and Blab, and the chairs will be open. The phone lines will be open, so you can come and join me. I am excited about what God is doing. So we will see you next week right here on blogtalkradio.com and Blab. I am at Pastor Rebecca S. I'm going to play a song, and then we're going to go off the air. God bless you. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm going to play A Heart That Forgives. A Heart That Forgives. Song, I'm going to play A Heart That Forgives. It was playing A Heart That Forgives. God bless you.
I want a heart that forgives, a heart full of love, one with compassion, like yours above, one that overcomes evil, goodness and love, like it never happened, never holding a grudge. Want a heart that forgives, lives and lets live, one that keeps loving over and over again, one that men can offend because your word is. One that loves without price, like you, Lord Jesus Christ. One a heart that loves everybody, even my enemies. One a love like you, be like you, just like you did. One a heart that forgives. When the ones that are closest, that I've known the longest, hurt me the most, I still want to love them just like you love me, even though I'm hurting. I want a heart that forgets when the pain is so deep, it's so hard to speak about. Just like your son, I give up my right to hold it against them with hatred inside. I want a heart that loves everybody, even my enemies. I want a love like you, be like you, just like you did. I want to walk like you, talk like you, just like you did. a heart that forgives is a heart that will live. Totally free from the pain of the past. And the heart that lets go is a heart that will know so much freedom. Lord, I want to let it go. God, I need to let it go. Lord, it's been holding me back. And I don't want it no more. I don't know exactly what to do to get rid of it, but here I am, Lord Jesus. Here I am, oh, here I am, Lord Jesus. Oh, Lord, I need you, I need you. I know this is me that you're talking to. This is me, this is me, this is me, Lord, this is me. Lord, I let it go. Every person, every person that's ever hurt me, God, I let it go. Every single heart, God, I let it go. Lord, you can have. Lord, you can have. Lord, you can have. You can have it now. You can have it now. I don't want it.